Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I planned to have an object lesson for my sermon this morning, but in my preparation, I think perhaps I have a better story than I could have asked for. I planned to have a face mask that we have so often seen in the recent weeks on the news around the coronavirus. But I went to my friendly neighborhood Walgreens. You might have guessed what I was told. We're out, and we don't know when we're going to get our next shipment. Now, I don't know if face masks are a directive from the health department here in St. Louis, but if you've traveled in the last weeks, you know they're being utilized at airports, at other places where people may be concerned about their health and catching such a virus. Some of you may have friends or family members, or as we think of our missionaries and those that serve across the world, that this is a thing that they are dealing with in their everyday lives. I know that they must be weary. Weary of the news, weary of what may come, weary when maybe the fears may end. It may seem, even in the results of my Walgreens trip last night, that in our 24-hour news cycle and understandable anxiety and concerns about such an epidemic, that we even here maybe in St. Louis can be weary, even if it's not all that closely directed towards us. Yesterday was Ash Wednesday and the beginning of our Lenten journey. In our service here and at my home congregation, I was confronted with the consequences of my sin. I was confronted with the virus of death that I cannot cure. I was reminded how sin clings to me and that it can hardly make a step or pause for a moment without falling into sin. When in my sinful state, I mistreat my brother and sister. I think evil thoughts. I can hardly take a breath without doubting God's goodness or promises. And under the weight of my sin, I am weary. But also yesterday, I was given my cure, my refuge, Jesus Christ. By his love and power, Jesus grants us his precious and very great promises. Often have your eyes offended, gazed upon the sinner's fall, yet upon the cross extended, you have borne the pain of all. And in the season of Lent, we focus on the refuge that Jesus gives us redeemed sinners as we walk this road of life in faith. It's easy to find a story of how those in the direct line of coronavirus are attempting to fight back against the threat. Perhaps there were lessons learned from things like SARS or other infectious diseases that have struck our planet. People better learn to protect themselves and protect our communities. They utilized things like masks, better hygiene. They closed schools and other public buildings in order to care for one another and to limit the damage. I checked to make sure that it was in the news that our own school in Hong Kong is closed, gone to online education in this time of concern and care. And the Christian community comes together to pray for them and all people affected. We continue to lift up all our brothers and sisters in Christ that are affected by such a virus or in its path. The letter of 2 Peter, Peter wrote to encourage Christians whom he had taught the faith and desired to share the gospel and encourage them in their faith. Peter knew how we can become tired and weary in our walk with Jesus. As a faithful servant, Peter again reminds those who he loves of the wonderful invitation and promises of Jesus and all that Christ has done for them. And in our text for today, Peter gives practices that through which we remain strong in the Christian faith. For our Lord Jesus Christ is one that is not far off. He gives us his word and sacrament and refreshes our faith and gives us refuge against the ways of the world. Jesus encourages and strengthens us in his power to live a life devoted to him that finds refuge in him and rest in his victory over sin, Satan, and death. Jesus' refuge is the much-needed power to live in our world that is diseased, decaying, and full of sin. And it is the power to resuscitate our own selves who are dead in sin but alive in Jesus. Whether it's first century Asia Minor or present day across the globe, we hear the Holy Spirit's call to be diligent to confirm our calling and election. And God doesn't leave us without the tools to help us along the way, and perhaps something that we consider in our Lenten journey. Peter writes, "Make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love, and that these things make one effective and fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." In our world of trials, our Savior doesn't leave us alone to protect ourselves or to fight it alone. Rather, he points us to his grace and power through the practices of being in his word and in his community. These practices point us to our Savior on the cross and to the empty tomb and the life that we have in Jesus. Jesus, our refuge, gives us these practices to live in his grace and to bring strength for the weary. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Anthony and Jamie DiLiberto, who serve the Lord in Puerto Rico. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.